Okay, number two. An article came out, the Wall Street Journal. I made a couple of copies here. Fascinating article. And the gist of the article is that smartphones, that's just the article. It's unbelievable. They did studies. And the gist of the studies is as follows. A smartphone is a new thing. Didn't exist 20 years ago. You've got a TV there. You've got a radio. You have the post office there. You have all the memory you need. You have an encyclopedia. You have everything there. It's all there. And it takes over our lives. And we're constantly, constantly linked up to our smartphones. And they did studies that showed, here's the fancy word, available cognitive capacity. How much brain power you have for what you're focused on. When people's smartphones are around, they proved that even if it's off, it takes mental energy to not think about it. Because you know it's there, and you know what's going on inside, and you know there might be texts coming you're going to answer when you pick it up later. And therefore, they did studies that people, when the smartphone is in sight, even when it's off, do worse. Here's a study they did. They gave people a test, and there were the 90s, the 80s, and the 70s. Okay, so three levels of how smart the people were. They took all the 90s, divided them up into three groups, and gave them the same test, another test. And the three groups, and took the 80 guys, the 80s, put them into three groups. They said three groups, so it's all the same brain power level. So one group of the 90s had their smartphone on the table, off. The other group had the smartphone in their bag, off. And the third group had the smartphone in their room. The ones on the table did the worst on the second test. The ones in the bag did medium. And the ones in the room that didn't have it in front of them did better on the test. And that was for the 90s, the 80s, and the 70s. That's one test. And they asked him afterwards, did the smartphone distract? They said, no, it didn't distract us. So, and the pshat is that when you see it, and you know everything that's going on inside of it, it takes mental energy to not focus on the phone, and therefore we're thinking only 95% at most. That's if it's off. That's if it's off. 95% what's in front of us. And it's an amazing thing. They did another study. They took a group of people that got B's in college, and the next semester they said, let's take the same 50 guys who got B's, half of you do the same thing, keep your phones with you. A lot of people have phones in their class. Half keep your phones in your room during class, and the B's became A's. Everyone went up one grade. It went up a grade. Not a bad thing. Pretty easy way to go up a grade. It's for this reason. You're, even when you're not doing it, you're constantly focused on it. They did another study that people don't try to remember things anymore. Because you don't have to remember anything. It's all on the phone. The phone memorizes it, or the phone has the information. They did a couple of studies about, so we're not using our minds as well. And that's the reality of life. Everyone knows this to be true. The attention span of people nowadays, the ability, and that's why it's so much harder to learn Gemara. Because Gemara requires focus and attention and effort and putting your mind into things. So this is a problem. It didn't exist 20 years ago. So I'm not discussing now the time wasted. That's a separate topic. I'm discussing it takes over our lives, and we're always thinking about or trying not to think about our phones. And instead of us using the phone for good things, which it can be used for good things, the phone takes over. And we're just not thinking anymore. Smartphones make you dumb. That's just the reality. Now there's a kasha. There's a kasha on this. Because a lot of the rebbes in yeshiva have smartphones. And they use them for good things. Rav Ron Shlita uses his phone for a lot of good things. Rav Koren Shlita. So that's a kasha. You're all saying, Rebbe, the rebbes have smartphones. That's a good kasha. Well, the answer is, there are a lot of differences. A lot of differences. Take a long time. One big difference is Yira Shemaim. That's a big topic. Okay. But one difference is that the Rebbeim and Yeshiva got smartphones later in life. And if you get it later in life, and again, this is not going to help you, but when you get it later in life, you're used to living without it, so then you just take it and it becomes something that you use. You guys, third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade, fourth grade, it's a part of your life. It's, that difference is not going to help you. The second difference is, and this is the real difference, self-discipline. It is possible to use your smartphone in a productive way. You have to be completely, totally self-disciplined. That you have a plan in your day, here's what you do every day, you have a plan, and you're able to stay within the structure. But I'll give you another example. A couple of years ago, and I'm going to give a psak now and go out on a limb. Some people do daf yomi. So he said, before he got married, he was afraid he was going to fall behind. Sheva brachos, so he got around 10 blot ahead of daf yomi. He mentioned once in a shmooze, that way, you know, during the wedding and the sheva brachos, he'll miss a couple of days, so he'll still, you know, he'll be okay. And then he mumbled under his breath, and I'm still 10 blot ahead. Okay, so I'm giving up sock now. Anyone here who starts daf yomi today and keeps it up for 25 years, the kulot, I think it's more than 25, 25 years, every day, including marriage and sheva brachos, you can use smartphone whenever you want. I know it's a big kula, but you have to have self-discipline. So, I'm going to give you 7 ideas of things to do, small changes, to take control of your lives. There are people that have type A lives, and people with type B lives. People that are totally overwhelmed by their phone, and they live with their phone. It's your constant companion, and like your mind becomes linked to your phone. To type B life, just the way it is. And you're young now, and you have a chance. Rav Shai Shlita says, when you're young, you make your habits, and when you're old, your habits make you. It's a good line. You have a chance now, you're young, to develop slightly different habits, and your whole life will be different. You can take control of your lives. So I'm going to have 7 things. The first two are important, but the easiest? Okay, number one. All of you should be thanking Hashem for Shabbos. Again, there's a problem that people text on Shabbos too, but assuming you keep Shabbos, thank Hashem for Shabbos. And seriously, when you say Modim, you should have in mind, thank you Hashem that I have Shabbos, it's a break from my phone. Because Hashem is helping you have a chance to be in a little bit of control. On Shabbos you don't text, so apparently you can control yourself. Apparently, and to really thank Hashem, because if you really thank Hashem for that, and you're sincere about it, that thanks of Hashem will automatically motivate you to try to be more in control. If you're sincere, thank Hashem that I have a day off, so you'll be more in control. I have a sister-in-law who was a friendly, she's a schmoozer. She was on an airplane once in the early part of the campaign, in the presidential campaign, with one of Trump's sons. I think it's one of the sons. And so she went to schmooze with him. He was up in the front and she started talking to him. And she was schmoozing with him. She's a very friendly person and she gets along with everyone. So she asked him, what's it like to have that your sister is Jewish now and the family and everything? How do you deal with that? They were talking about it. So he said, this is, I think, I don't know, it was Eric or, he has Eric and, it wasn't the little one, it was the older one, Eric or Don Jr., one of the two. And he said, you know, my sister, in their house, you know, on Friday night, no electronics, no media, and it's amazing how they shut everything down. So in my family, we began having a no media Friday night dinner. Not bad. So Trump's son, he saw they have you know Shabbos, you put the phone to it, nothing's on. So they saw that. It's a pretty impressive thing to notice that and to copy it. He said, we have a non-media Friday night dinner. That's amazing. So he appreciates Shabbos. He appreciates Shabbos. The guy, he appreciates Shabbos. So thank Hashem for Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, thank Hashem for the yeshiva's rules. The yeshiva's rules are good. They're giving you a chance. They're giving you a chance to break free from the constant connection, to show you're in a little bit of control, and to sincerely say, thank you, Hashem. We have these rules during Seder, only downstairs, etc. So for a couple of hours a day, 3 times a day, I'm not connected to my phone. It's the healthiest thing for most of you. You haven't had that at all since 5th grade. For most of you, you haven't had since 5th grade a couple of hours a day, 3 times a day. So thank Hashem sincerely. Thank you, Hashem. I'm in the tea. We have these strict rules during Seder. It gives me a chance to have some control of my life. And if you're sincere about that, your modim should be different than mine. Because I don't thank Hashem for this. It's not, You have to thank Hashem for these two things, that you have Shabbos and you have Nativ's rules. Okay. Number three, follow the rules. Don't carry the phone in your pocket. The second day of Shir, I saw one guy had his phone out. They were talking. I said, oh, you got to put your phone downstairs. So everyone put your phone downstairs. So he went down, and six other guys took the phones and went downstairs and put their phones downstairs. You know, it was A for honesty, but had the two-thirds of the Shir. Keep the rules for your sake. Not only for the yeshiva's sake, which it is, it's for your sake. Keep the rules. Give yourself a chance to not carry your phone everywhere. You have a chance. You have a chance to have an A life. Some people have an A life. Some have a B life. The B life is, my phone's everything. It's always there. And I think about this, terrifying thought. I'm never at 100% focus because my phone's in my pocket. So my whole life, I'm living 95%. They proved it. Even when it's off, they proved it. Terrifying thought. Be at 100%. Keep the rules of the yeshiva. That's number three. Keep the rules. Give yourselves a chance. Of course, you have to keep the rules because the yeshiva makes the rules. You have to keep the rules. Keep the rules for your sake. Not only for the yeshiva's sake. And you say you can do it. That's number three. Okay, number four. After Shabbos, wait 10 minutes before you turn your phone back on. Whatever your plan is, I go to my phone 5 minutes later, wait 10 minutes. 10 minutes. That 10 minutes shows you're in control. It shows you're using your, there's a word not using, you're applying your b'chira chafshis to your phone. 10 minutes is not a long time, it's not 10 hours, 10 minutes. It shows I'm in control. If you do that 10 minutes, you're helping internalize the idea, I control my phone doesn't control me. After Shabbos, if you always turn it right after Havdalah, wait 10 minutes. Do anything else for 10 minutes. Don't touch your phone for 10 minutes. Show you're in control of your phone as opposed to your phone controlling you. That's number four. This is a big deal. Delaying, if you're going to do something wrong, delaying it and then doing what's wrong later is a big deal, because the delay shows you're in control. To a certain degree, I'm using my Bechira Chafshis muscle. It's not totally gone. It's a little bit there. That's number four. Okay, number five. In the morning, when you wake up, wait until after davening to check your phone. You can do this. This is already Zahara. You can do this. Rav Feiler, there's a Rav Yaakov Feiler Shlita. He once told me when he was younger, one of his rebbes gave him a little piece of advice. You start your day with Moda Ani, and you end your day with Kriya Shema Almita. You begin your day talking to God, you end your day talking to God, and those are the bookends of your day. The Chovos HaLevavos says every day a person wakes up, they have a blank piece of paper in front of them. The top is Hashem, the bottom is Hashem, and the rest, hopefully Hashem's in the middle of there somewhere also. It's a great idea. For many of us, you start your day with a WhatsApp, you end your day with a WhatsApp, and whatever else in the middle is what goes on in the middle. If you wait to check your phone until after davening, again, you're showing I'm in control of my phone. My phone doesn't control me. So that's number five. It's a very good idea. Your whole life will be different. I start with Hashem. I end with Hashem. That's my day. And in the middle, I try to get Hashem in the middle of the two. Hopefully a little, hopefully a lot. That's number five. If you wait till after davening, you're in control. Number six. This already is a little more, but this already, you can do this. Keep the yeshiva's rules on Friday. No yeshiva rule on Friday. No yeshiva on Friday. So on Friday, don't have your phone around from 9 till whenever. On your own. Or Thursday afternoon, you're not in yeshiva. Try to keep the yeshiva's rules on Friday. Let's say, so this means if you're in our Ron shir, you take your phone out on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. My shir, 1:15. Rav Eisenstein, 1:30. Rav Eisenstein's shir, 3:30, 4 o'clock, whenever mincha ends. So whatever your norm is, if you could copy your normal yeshiva day on Friday, whoa, you have your phone, you're going to check it at 1:15 like you always do. So I've trained myself, oh my gosh, I'm a different person. From 9:30 until 1:15, I'm phone free, even when I don't have to be. I'm in control. It's a very, very good idea. That's number six. And then number seven, this is more advanced already. You get to the level, you try, it's advanced, to one day a week. You know, not use your phone. One day a week, even during the breaks, even during this. These are seven ideas. The first, just to review quickly, thank Hashem for Shabbos. Thank Hashem for the yeshiva's rules. Number three, keep the rules. Number four, after Shabbos, wait 10 minutes. It's a crucial 10 minutes. You're in control. Number five, try to wait until after davening to check your phone. Number six, try to keep the yeshiva's rules even on Friday or Thursday afternoon when you don't have to keep the yeshiva's rules. And number seven, if you get to the level, one day a week without your phone, and you'll see, you'll have a different life. You'll have a different life. There's no such thing as a small accomplishment. No such thing. Small accomplishments are huge. To change a habit from this much to this much is huge, because that change changes your whole life. A small change when you're 20 changes the next 100 years. If the next 100 years, each day is a slightly better, you've changed your entire life. There is no such thing as a small accomplishment. The Bali Musar all say that. There's no such thing. Every accomplishment is huge. Huge. Because you're talking 100 years. And if you're 65 years old, it's also a lot. Because 65 is young. You can change your whole life when you're 65. And a small change, every small change is big. To have some control, you can have a type A life as opposed to a type B life. Again, when you're young, you make your habits. And when you're old, your habits make you. Let's all work on developing slightly, which means hugely, better habits with our smartphones. Okay, we'll stop here.